Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic that's been making waves across European boardrooms, and I can't wait to unpack it with you.
Good morning, Alice. It's always a pleasure. I've been reading up on this, and it seems like the dynamic between CEOs and their boards is really shifting. From what I understand, more and more chief executives are being shown the door by their boards as they push for more performance and quicker strategic execution.
That's right, Lewis, and it's not just about underperformance. The Korn Ferry research shows that half of all CEO successions in Europe and the Middle East last year were unplanned. That's a significant jump from the previous year.
I see. So it's not just about the board being more proactive, but also about a growing mismatch in expectations. One executive even mentioned feeling surprised by how ill-informed the board was. That must be frustrating for the CEO.
Exactly, and it's not just one side. Spencer Stewart's latest measure of leadership survey found that less than a quarter of CEOs feel their boards are supporting them effectively. It's a two-way street when it comes to the strain in these relationships.
So, what's causing this shift? You mentioned corporate scandals and the push to professionalize boardrooms. But isn't it also about the fast-changing environment? With geopolitical risks and tech disruption, it's harder for boards to keep up.